Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we're covering the article, How to Get Your Real Estate License in the ACT.
Canberra and surrounds. Smaller market than Sydney or Melbourne, but it's active and consistent. Strong public sector base, steady population, real demand for both sales and property management. Worth taking seriously as a career option.
Absolutely. And the article lays out the ACT licensing structure clearly. It uses three classes. Class 3, Class 2, and Class 1. You start at the bottom, build experience, and move up in order. You don't skip levels.
Which mirrors the New South Wales structure, from what I understand.
Similar shape, yes, but they're completely separate jurisdictions with different regulators. Holding a license in NSWS does not automatically let you work in the ACT. If you're planning to operate across the border, you'd need to look into mutual recognition, but that's a separate process.
So if you're based in Queanbeyan and you want to work both sides of the border, don't assume your NSW license covers you in the ACT.
Good example. Always confirm current requirements directly with Access Canberra, the ACT regulator, before you apply for anything.
Right. Let's walk through the three classes. Class 3 first.
Class 3 is the assistant agent. This is the entry point and where almost everyone starts. You complete a certificate of registration, that's 5 units, then apply to Access Canberra for your registration. Once you have it, you can work under the supervision of a licensed agent. You're doing real work, showing properties, managing inquiries, supporting leases and sales.
And the supervision structure actually works in your favor early on. You're learning on the job with an experienced agent responsible for what's happening around you.
Exactly. It's structured entry, and it's the fastest way to get earning in real estate in the ACT. Short course, quick to complete, then you're on the floor.
Then class 2 is where you step out independently.
Right. Class 2 is agent level. The qualification is the CPP 41419 Certificate 4 in Real Estate Practice, 18 units, so a bigger commitment than Class 3. And there's an experience requirement set by Access Canberra on top of that. So it's the course plus actual time doing the job as a Class 3.
What changes practically at Class 2?
You can list, sell, and lease independently. No supervisor required. You're a licensed agent operating in your own right.
That's the real shift. And then Class 1?
Class 1 is licensee in charge. If your goal is to own or run an agency in Canberra, this is where you're headed. The qualification is the CPP 51122 Diploma of Property, 12 units. It covers business management, trust accounting, and the supervision knowledge needed to be responsible for a whole office.
Trust accounting keeps coming up in these conversations. What does that actually mean for someone coming in fresh?
In a real estate agency, the agency handles other people's money. Rental payments, deposits, sale proceeds. Trust accounting is the regulated system for managing those funds. At Class 1, you take legal responsibility for making sure that money is handled correctly. The diploma builds those skills directly.
So running an agency isn't just about being a great salesperson. There are serious legal obligations involved.
Exactly. And all three qualifications can be studied online through Archer Institute, self-paced. If someone is working a different job right now, they don't need to quit to get qualified.
And there are two separate steps in the process, right? The qualification is one thing, and the actual license is another.
Two separate steps. Archer Institute issues the nationally recognized qualification. Access Canberra issues the registration or license that lets you legally work. You need both. One doesn't replace the other.
What about once you're licensed? Any ongoing requirements?
12 CPD points per year, continuing professional development. Archer delivers those online and self-paced, across all categories, and you get a completion certificate when you finish.
So the article gives you a clear framework. Work out which class matches where you are now and take the next step.
That's the whole message. New to real estate? Start with Class 3. Already have your Class 3 and want to grow? Class 2 is next. Goal is to run your own agency? Class 1 is where you're headed. Find your spot and make a start.
And if you want to talk through which entry point suits your situation, Archer's support team is based in Australia.
The number is 1-800-069-273. Archer Institute offers nationally recognized online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support. The full article is on the Archer Institute blog.
Thanks for listening.